Thanks for listening. This station is in a commercial break, and we'll be back shortly. Stand by. We're in a commercial break, and we'll return to your favorite station very soon. Thanks for listening.
As a dentist, I see patients smile every day. However, no one is happy to see signs of oral cancer, particularly with patients who use chewing tobacco, consequences coming from dipping. I'm Dr. Steven Spitz with Smile Boston Cosmetic and Implant Dentistry. As the dentist on record for Boston's baseball team, I've introduced them to Jake's Mint Chew as a healthy alternative. Jake's is a USDA certified organic mint that has no tobacco, no nicotine, caffeine, or sugar. Jake's packs like the real thing with no harmful side effects. MintChew.com to order now. Chew healthy. Chew mint.
Golfers, Eaglewood Resort in Itasca awarded Best Golf Course in Illinois is a must-play. Score some points this Father's Day by purchasing a $150 golf gift card and get a certificate. Call 630-773-1400 or visit eaglewoodresort.com. Hockey fans, Real Time Sports in Elk Grove Village is your place for all the finals action. With over 50 high-def TVs, large screens, and a 16-foot wall screen, you'll see all the action. Enjoy food and drink specials and sign up to win a jersey. Visit realtimesportsbar.com.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Jason wanted to show his car some love, and AutoZone Rewards stretched Jason's love even further. He recalled moments he and his car shared, oil changes, brake jobs, and that rest stop on Highway 53, where scarfing down that bean burrito almost felt like cheating.
Sorry, car.
It's a really good burrito.
That's Jason's zone. Let AutoZone Rewards help find yours.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
It's Blackhawks Lightning in the Stanley Cup Final. Hawks fans, live the excitement with us before and after every game. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
It is 5 o'clock, and from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Matt Rodewald with a scoreboard update. All even, two games apiece, and as you watch Brandon Saad, it's hard not to notice that he continues to get better and better.
He's been great. I loved his game tonight. Great power move to the net. Gives us speed. You know, use him in all situations. He's fast. He's big. He's strong. He's dangerous. You know, very good. Very good performance.
That's Joel Quenneville after the game last night. The big mystery for the Lightning is whether Ben Bishop will be back in net or not for Game 5. No real update today other than he's day-to-day. Blackhawks and Lightning get set to restart the series on Saturday. Game 5 in Tampa with the puck drop just after 7. Baseball now. The White Sox have the day off. They'll be also in Tampa for the weekend. Robin Ventura will not be down there, though. He will be with his daughter for her college graduation, missing the entire series. Cubs starting a weekend series tonight with the Reds on the north side. Tsuyoshi Wada coming off his worst start as a Cub in Washington last weekend. He goes against Michael Lorenzen. Lineup tonight, a little bit different. Fowler leads off. Rizzo hitting second. Bryant third. Montero cleans up. Castro, Coughlin, and Lake. And then it's Wada hitting eighth and Addison Russell hitting ninth. Also, the bleachers will be open in right field for the very first time. All the seats will be ready to go. Getaway day in the big leagues. A couple of finals with the Indians blanking the Mariners 6-0 and the Padres rallying to beat the Braves 6-4 in 11 innings. A's with a 4-0 lead on the Rangers. That game in the bottom of the eighth out in Oakland. Last day for the Bears OTAs. Mandatory minicamp is coming up next week, and the Bears announced they'll join the Colts for a couple of combined practices in August ahead of their preseason game. Patriots close to signing former Packers quarterback Matt Flynn, and the Eagles cut two-time Pro Bowl lineman Evan Mathis today. NBA Finals Game 4 tonight with the Cavs looking to go up 3-1 on the Warriors, and a trade in the NBA with the Bucks sending Ersan Ilyasova to the Pistons for Caron Butler and for Sean Williams. Scoreboard update brought to you by Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago, and play golf at Seven Bridges for as low as $59 a round. Check out the popular Golf Pass program that allows you to lock in low rates and gives you the flexibility to use these rounds however you choose. I'm Matt Rodewald, and you're listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. Next game on the Score tomorrow, 5:35, when the White Sox take on the Rays on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by the Illinois Secretary of State.
Hi, this is Ian in New Jersey. I'm here for
who you crapping?
I don't even know where this crap comes from.
Hey, buddy.
And I'm getting tired of talking about this. Johnny Knox texted me this morning wondering where this crap comes from.
Hey, buddy.
If you guys keep making this stuff up and bringing this stuff up, you're going to deal with me.
Buddy.
That's what I said. That's what I said. I said I will read it. Don't you tell me what I need to say and what I don't need to say.
Who are you crapping?
Who are you crapping?
You're telling me lies, you're putting me down, you're starting to make me cry.
Like there's so much BS out there. I mean, I don't know who's making that crap up.
It's like last week you guys had a call and he said, you know, I farm up, who are you crapping? And then it gets on my hair.
One of the things, Mike, that's been pointed out over the course of today and last night after the game is that you seemed resigned to the fate after the game, that there wasn't much fire in you, and you sort of stood up before the media and said, well, you know, this is the way it is. Are you resigned to this fate?
You're the same guy that wrote about me when I did have the fire, that was the wrong thing to do. So who are you crapping?
Well, I'm just
don't
asking.
Don't crap me. No.
Crappin' is brought to you by Sport Clips with 70 Chicagoland locations. It's good to be a guy. Limit this to something someone said, not something someone did. And if you go too long, you're blabbering and not getting to a point.
I got the shotgun.
That's what's going to happen to you.
And you know the well-established guidelines for political craps. And we will get started in LaGrange Park with Scott on the score.
This crap goes out to late-night media star Les Grabstein, who on Monday morning at about 4 a.m. discussing postseason NBA most valuable players said, I suppose the best part about being the playoff MVP is you know you've won the whole thing. Well, as college football friend Lee Corso would say, not so fast. Although Les can be trusted to know some trivia, a quick search revealed that there has been, in fact, exactly one playoff MVP who was not on the winning team. Turns out it wasn't some obscure player versus some forgotten team. It was in Les's wheelhouse of 1969. On top of that, it was the first year the NBA gave out the award. Jeez, Les, it's Jerry West, the logo, for God's sakes. If the sports radio business includes calling out players who don't make the plays they should, then we'll have to score this one in air, too. Love you, love the show. Love you and love your show, but you shouldn't have missed this one. Les Grabstein, who are you crapping?
Okay, cool. All right, this is the Sultan of Guilt, who says that Bob Costas voiced skepticism over the decision to grant Caitlyn Jenner an ESPY.
Yes, he did.
Calling ESPN's plan to award her the Arthur Ashe Courage Award a crass exploitation play, a play to pump up an audience to attract eyeballs. Bob, this is not the Nobel Peace Prize. It's not a Pulitzer, a Peabody, or an Irving Thalberg Lifetime Achievement Award. It's not the beatification of a saint. It's an ESPY, an award whose primary function from its inception has been crass exploitation on behalf of its namesake. They're called the ESPYs. Get it, Bob? It would be the same thing if your network gave out an award called the Nibsies, not to be confused with the Nipsies for outstanding use of rhymes on the $20,000 pyramid. The ESPYs are a slick, cynical promotional tool to create contrived, wholly undeserved free publicity for a television network that knows no shame and elects to bask in the glory of the people they ostensibly cover. Acosta is right in saying there are likely people in sports more deserving of the recognition than Caitlyn Jenner, that were it not for the TV appearances and dysfunctional stepchildren, or transformation would not garner the attention. But for Costas to worry about it going to the right person only reinforces the idea that awards are ends in and of themselves, rather than the real reward being the action taken by the courageous person. Worst of all, by voicing your displeasure, Bob, you're playing into ESPN's hands, you're helping it attract. This week, we'll break the rule. It is my pleasure to hereby present the Sultan of Guilt's Award for Outstanding Crappin' to NBC's Bob Costas. And in bestowing this honor, I ask you, Bob, who are you crappin'?
Yeah, I guess there are some things that might have set you in award shows, and that one, you know what you do? Ignore it.
Western Springs and Bill on the score. Hi, Bill.
Hi, Dan. Now, you and Terry have a humorous penchant for often mocking some callers and even some hosts on your own station for misstating cliches and incorrect phrasing, in particular euphemism, which brings me to my first crap. For years now...
Good luck with your first crap.
For years now, there's been a specific phrase that has been bandied about by sportscasters and hosts, specifically Matt Spiegel.
So awkward. Yeah, it is.
It's been driving me insane.
Get
the Blackhawks'
no.
quest to hoist the cup. Indulge me for a moment, but it's doubtful that anyone in history has ever hoisted the Stanley Cup.
That first one didn't go well.
Yeah, that was going bad.
Dude, again, let me repeat this. Let me put this more simply.
Get to it.
And don't spend time talking. Just get to it.
Stop babbling. Keenan writes, professional septic tank Mike Huckabee took the stage recently at the National